I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
We're still discussing the mysterious Mike Shildt firing yesterday. As Woodsy tweeted, holy Shildt. And someone else tweeted he got Shildt canned by the Cardinals
holy
yesterday.
Shildt.
You know, he had 1 year left on his contract. I wonder if it could be just as simple as, we like you okay, but we're not ready to give you an extension, and we don't really want you to go into a lame duck season, so maybe it's just best that we move on. Maybe we have someone else in mind. Maybe we already have talked to Skip Schumacher, and we think he's the manager of the future for us.
Now, was he...
I don't know.
Was he let go with 1 year remaining?
Yeah, 1 year remaining on his contract.
Because we did just get a tweet. He wasn't fired. His contract was up.
No.
Receive a new one or extension. That's not being fired.
I thought he was let go. Aaron Boone's contract is up this year, but I thought Mike Shildt still had one more year left. That's why I was so... That's why it was so shocking. I mean,
it wasn't even up for debate.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a contract that needs to be agreed upon, that's always a little sticking point, you know, that you have to get to. But maybe I'm wrong. I thought it was after the 2019 season, he signed a 3-year extension. So 2020, 2021, and then 2022 was going to be the final year of that 3-year contract for Mike Shildt. So he's out there, you know. Padres are putting together their list of managerial candidates. Where is he on it? Does he slide up near the top, middle, not at all? What do you think? We're also playing some Take on Woods here in a couple of minutes. We need a contestant for a chance to qualify for our getaway to Las Vegas. It's not only two nights and a VIP pod at the Sportsbook at the Westgate, $250 food and beverage as well. All you have to do is play our game of musical trivia. 5 questions, and with Woods out, Joss from Kixie is going to be coming over one more time. She's won one. She's lost one. So this is the tiebreaker. I'll give you the categories right now.
Real quick, it says, with him having 1 year remaining on his contract, we could have gone into 2022 having that over him, and we just decided that internally it would be best to separate now and take a fresh look as we head into a new season.
There you go. No lame duck manager in 2022. You can have a lame duck manager. The Yankees had one last year. But some teams don't want to do that, and maybe they didn't want to extend him. All right, categories today for Take on Woods. Hall of Famers. Inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this month. And by the way, you don't need to know them to do well in that category, but if you did look it up, it probably would help you and give you an advantage just if you wanted to check that category. A quick little search of who's going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this month might be beneficial. It's All About the Journey is a category about one band in particular. Journey. And then the new category is called Cast a Spell, all song titles containing the word magic. So those are the three options. Joss will be here in a couple of minutes, and we need a contestant at 833-288-0973 to get ready to play our game of musical trivia. So call up right now. We'll get you first in line. Quickly, this segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Toyota. This segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by your San Diego County Toyota dealers. Proud to sponsor Ben and Woods Westwood One broadcast of Thursday Night Football. Last night's score, Bucks 28, Eagles 22. Tom Brady continues to turn back the clock, even playing not 100% healthy, threw 2 touchdown passes in the first quarter, including just Just the prettiest touch pass I think I've seen all season. I came on a play action fake near the goal line. Just let the play develop. No panic. Just sat there, waited, and then just flipped the ball over the linebacker's fingers to O.J. Howard, his tight end, for a touchdown. Absolutely gorgeous. Had another touchdown pass to Antonio Brown. The Bucs went up 28-7, and then the Eagles did come back a little bit in the second half, but were never able to come all the way back as the Bucs win again and improved to 5-1 on the season. And give them a short week, give them whatever. Tom Brady generally is going to find a way to get that W, Pauly.
Did you have two screens going or something?
I did.
Did you watch a second of that game?
I was at work, so I did have the two screens going, and I could at least, during commercials of the baseball game, I could give a little attention to the football game.
I did not watch a single second. Bad beat? I thought I saw a lot of people saying it was a bad beat.
Because it was a 7-point spread right there, and then they went for two on the last one and made it a 6-point game, 28-22 rather than 28-21. Yeah. That Eagles backdoor cover, even though they really didn't ever threaten to win the game, they did get the backdoor cover there at the end. I can see that if you're definitely diehard. It wasn't my Fade Ben pick. If I had been Fade Ben and I had said the Eagles, then they probably would have just gone for one and lost, and I would have lost my bet. But I didn't. I picked the Seattle Seahawks as my Fade Ben pick for this week, getting 5 points on the road of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Admittedly, without Russell Wilson, who had surgery this week, but
I think
they overcompensated on that line, and I think the Seahawks still have a good chance to win that game outright. And especially can keep it close against a very mediocre Pittsburgh Steelers team. So, made that pick yesterday. So far, I'm 0-5 on my Fade Ben picks. We'll see if it's 0-6 this weekend on Sunday Night Football.
I'm 0-5.
You are an actual 0-5 because you actually put money on it. I'm not. I would be stupid to put money on it when I know I'm going to lose. I don't know why you keep doing it other than Woods tells you to do it. If Woods told you to walk off a cliff, Pauly, would you do it?
No, that's not a bit. That's not a good bit. This is at least a good bit on the show. I can objectively like take a step back and notice that.
You know what's good, and I'm proud of you. You took a golf lesson yesterday.
I did.
Getting ready for our Ben and Woods Open. It's coming up November 5th. I think signups are coming up next week, so stay tuned for the big announcement, the exact moment. We will make that live next week. It's the Penske Lincoln Ben and Woods Open Friday, November 5th at Encinitas Ranch. Visit PenskeLincoln.com today, sponsored in part by Top Turf and Pavers, Artificial Grass, Real Customer Service, and by Computers to Kids, the national leader in bridging the digital divide. You're a little sore, but it's you're showing a commitment to your game, which I really appreciate.
Well, you know, I'm playing regularly enough. I've got nice, like, newish clubs now for the first time ever. I've never had, like, properly fitted clubs and all of that. And so to just kind of see my game not really turning for the better, I thought, let's pay a little extra money. Let's do this the right way. And it turns out, yeah, when you have to break down 20 years of self-taught bad form that you've been practicing, that's a lot of muscle memory.
The hardest thing about golf lessons is that if you're doing it right, you're probably going to struggle for the next couple, two or three times. If you really stick with what they're teaching you, it's going to be hard because you're going to hit the ball poorly. If you stick with it, it'll be so worth it, and you're going to take a big step forward, but you got to get through those like struggles where the ball just doesn't go where you expect it to go.
I did about 90 minutes yesterday, and the first, call it 80, 85 minutes were rough.
You'll need more range trips. You'll need a couple of rounds, and then it'll start to lock in, and you'll take a jump in your game. So good luck to you on that, Pauly.
Thank you.
I see Joss out there, so let's get to it. It is time to play today's game, Take on Woods.
Take on Woods. Woods.
All right, we've got three categories. Hello, Joss. Welcome back. Behind the scenes, after every show, all the morning shows, they send out an email of what they did today. And I saw the email that you and Rob put out after your show yesterday, and you called this game just so fun. And I felt proud that we have a fun game that you like playing and coming over here. I appreciate you doing it.
Thank you. Is my mic? Oh, yeah. Okay, hi.
You're on. Hi, there you are.
Thank you. This is fun. I wish we did this game.
All right, we need a new... Did we have a caller? We need a caller. We lost our contestant. So we can chat for a second.
All righty, then.
Call in to take on Joss. 833-288 97.3. We had a caller. Caller dropped off. That happens sometimes.
Yes, it does
radio.
Happen sometimes.
Live radio, we do that. Did you... Now, are you a sports fan at all?
Okay. Yeah, well, yes, kind of. Like, I know the basics sort of the games to be able to kind of comprehend what's going on. I am a Padres fan because I have a really old dear friend who's part of the organization.
Oh, really?
So I was.
Can you share who or?
I don't think
no,
I. It's
what,
kind of
you,
a,
what role?
Let's just say he works closely with Ron Fowler.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah,
okay.
So, I was a fan from back in the day because of that connection, and you know they're awesome.
All right, sounds good.
So I have a rough idea.
Did
of what's
you now?
Going
did
on.
You see what happened last night in the Dodgers Giants game?
I understand what happens that it was what happened that it was a heartbreaker for Giants
yes.
fans.
Yes, very controversial,
inning.
Especially how it ended on a player who checked his swing, barely even went, and the umpire way over at first base said, "Oh no, you swung! It's a strike!" And the game was over, and there was nothing you could do about it.
Painful.
It was tough, brutal. Especially after 109 wins
yeah.
over a whole season to have
oh
it end
God.
Like that. It was very brutal. All right, we have a lot of contestants now. Paulie, who are we going with?
We're
going to
go with Tom.
Tom, welcome to Take on Josh. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, guys.
All right, you're in. You're our contestant today. The three categories you are choosing from, Hall of Famers, It's All About the Journey, or Cast a Spell. Which of those three would you like to play, Tom? All right, All About the Journey. All right, Josh, I hope you know a little bit about Journey. Five questions about the band. You'll do
right.
okay. Don't
all
worry.
Right.
Don't worry. All right, Josh is going to leave, go to her soundproof booth. And, Tom, you'll get 60 seconds to answer as many of the five questions as possible. If you want to pass at any time, we can go back if there's time remaining on the clock. We'll start with a two-second song. I will tell you it's by Journey, so you don't need to give me the artist. You only need to give me the song title of the short clip that Paulie is about to play. Tom, you ready to go?
Let's do it.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. We begin with our two-second song. Your time starts when Paulie hits the music. Good luck, Tom. Let's take on Joss.
Faithfully.
Correct. Which future American Idol judge was once the bass player for Journey? Cover versions of Journey songs by the cast of which television show became a Billboard number one hit in 2010?
Sweet.
Correct. What is the home country of Arnel Pineda, who became Journey's new lead singer in 2007? In 1987, three members of Journey joined which supergroup most famous for their hit When I See You Smile? In 1987, three members of Journey joined which supergroup most famous for their hit, When I See You Smile? Which future American Idol judge was once the bass player for Journey? What is the home country of Arnel Pineda, who became Journey's new lead singer in 2007? Incorrect. It was the Philippines. You did get two, though. Hang on, Tom.
Two.
We'll see how you do against Joss here. You got Faithfully, our two-second song, and you got Glee, which made Journey popular again in 2010 among the kids. Randy Jackson was the bass player for Journey before he became an American Idol judge. Arnel Pineda is from the Philippines. They found him, like, pulled him out of obscurity to make him the new lead singer of Journey in 2007. And that supergroup, that's the tough one. When I See You Smile, that's called Bad English. That was the toughest one. So let's bring Joss back in. All right, we have a score for Tom. I won't tell you what it is. Don't want to put any undue pressure on you, Joss. But you'll get the same five questions and the same 60 seconds. Now, you'll get a two-second song. It's by Journey. I'll give you that. So you only need to give me the title of the song. You don't need to give me the band.
Okay.
And then we'll go on to the rest of the questions. You know how it works by now. 60 seconds on the clock. Joss, your time starts when Paulie plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Joss.
Oh, it's Faithfully.
It is. Which future American Idol judge was once the bass player for Journey?
Oh, it was, was it Randy? Randy, what was his last name? Randy, I want to say like Randy, Joan Jackson.
Yes, cover versions of Journey songs by the cast of which television show became a Billboard number one hit in 2010?
Cover television show. Pass.
Which is the home country of Arnel Pineda, who became Journey's new lead singer in 2007?
The Philippines?
Correct. In 1987, three members of Journey joined which supergroup most famous for their hit, When I See You Smile?
When I see we played that. When I see you smile. Bad English.
Correct. Which future American Idol judge would... Oh, no, you got that one. Cover versions of Journey songs by the cast of which television show became a Billboard number one hit in 2010?
Didn't answer. Hey, this one's going to kill you.
It's the Big Bang Theory.
Oh, it's the acapella kids from high school.
Oh, Glee! Oh!
But guess what? 4 out of 5 is great, and that's a win.
Yes!
For Joss. Sorry,
finally!
Tom. Congratulate at ending the week, your week at least, on a high note. Tom, thank you for playing. You did a nice job, but... Josh, you did well on that category.
We have this thing we do on Fridays on my station on Kixie called Good Vibes Tribe, where you give your good thing of the day, and I'm totally going to say that.
You're a winner.
I won on
80%. That's a great performance, and thank you so much. Hopefully, Woods is back on Monday now, but anytime, you're always welcome back. Thank you so much to Josh from the Rob and Josh Show over on Kixie.
I would have thought Glee would have probably been the first one.
I thought that was the easiest of the five questions, honestly, of the five. Randy Jones. No, not the Cy Young lefty. We're talking about dog Randy Jackson, American Idol judge. So, all right, we've got Don't Do This coming up next. And I talked yesterday about the Shamu splash of the Washington football team emails. We have another Shamu splash, you know, where you get hit like in the 10th row up by one of these emails. It's getting a lot closer to Roger Goodell, though. Than it has. At first it hit Gruden, you know, then you're starting to hear other people. Now it's getting right up into the league offices, like right next to Roger Goodell, that splash. He really needs to move out of the splash zone. So we'll get to that coming up next. Right now let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
3 stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Odyssey is introducing hundreds of new exclusive music stations available now only on Odyssey. For music fans, by music fans, download the free Odyssey app today. Hopefully, Woodsy will be back on Monday as he wraps up his antibiotic treatments for his strep throat. But without him, we continue on with 3 stories that make you shake your head. It is Don't Do This. And we've already seen one non-Washington football team personnel being taken down by the email scandal in John Gruden. Now the Shamu splash of this investigation is hitting very close to Roger Goodell in the league office. NFL General Counsel Jeff Pasch apparently had a pretty close relationship with former Washington football team executive and, really, as it's coming out, not very good guy Bruce Allen. I saw Jason Lacanfora tweet that, yeah, everyone said, a lot of people who worked with him just said, just not a good guy, and apparently you're seeing a lot of this because it seems like everyone who emails a lot with Bruce Allen is in danger of some of these leaks and getting in trouble. Now, it's not, the Jeff Pasch emails didn't rise to the level, I'd say, of the John Gruden, really nasty, you know, the misogynistic, homophobic stuff. This is just more...
John Gruden wasn't a victim of anybody else's emails other than him, his own.
Yeah, that was definitely... There was no gotcha, like, oh, this is a little more insensitive type emails, making light of, you know, things like political issues in terms of, like, you know, talking about Hispanic fans and marketing and, you know, building the wall and how that's going to change things, were some of these emails that Jeff Pasch sent to Bruce Allen. This has surprised me, though, because I felt like, okay, if the NFL was leaking these emails and they knew they had to get out in front of the John Gruden story, I'd also say, but they're never going to let the ones from the league office get out. And now, one of the inner circle of Roger Goodell, his emails are getting out. So now I'm not sure where these emails are necessarily coming from.
Yeah.
All these leaks.
It's going to be fascinating how this all plays out, right? This is going to be a long, drawn out, like, saga in the NFL.
We'll see. I mean, who's next on the list?
Like, everybody that has an at NFL.com email address has to be.
Can you imagine just... if you knew. Like, you're remembering and thinking, oh my, what did I send to Bruce Allen 10 years ago? And wondering if it's going to come out and how nervous you are at this point if you're in the NFL.
That's an easy solution. Just don't stop, you know, having horrible thoughts and sending them in emails. But,
don't send it.
We'll have to wait and see what happens. Benny, this is a wild story in the NBA. NBA preseason is wrapping up. And the regular season set to start next week. Very exciting for our show. I know how much Woods loves his NBA coverage. But the Celtics had to suspend Marcus Smart for tonight's preseason finale in Miami because Marcus missed the team's flight to Florida earlier in the week. Marcus Smart said Thursday afternoon, "We're going to keep that in-house. It's over and done with. Excited for the game at MSG, though." Missed his flight, got suspended.
It's charter flights, so obviously it's a little different than checking
NBA
in.
He
but
can't
yeah,
just hop on an immediate flight to Miami.
Well, I mean, you got to be on the team flight, though, right? I mean, I think part of it's the COVID protocols and everything. You can't. I don't know if you can independently travel.
I suppose that's fair, but I mean, they suspended him for missing the flight.
Just and be on time,
and that's fair. That's, how hard that's is reasonable, it? But
if the coach tells you you need to be there at a certain time, make sure you're at least 15, 20 minutes early. It's a pretty simple solution. In fact, anyone who ever misses a flight, that's got to be one of the dumbest maneuvers. I mean,
have you missed a flight?
I have never missed a flight. Paulie, have you missed a flight?
I have.
I missed one right.
Last calendar year.
Don't do this, Paulie. Last year.
I suppose. Maybe if you're a new listener, you don't remember, but heading out to fantasy camp with Woodsy last year, he drove out from like Palm Springs or something, so we didn't travel out there together. We drove back, but I had to catch a flight to Phoenix. And I want to say it was about 9 a.m. takeoff. And I got there an hour and a half early, and I missed my flight.
Well, how did you get there so early and miss your flight?
You
had to check in your bags.
I don't know what the holdup was, but when Megan pulled up to the airport to drop me off, I could see lines and lines and lines of people out the door, out the terminal door, and down the drop-off ramp there. And I thought, there's no way I'm going to make this flight. I am screwed. Like, I knew pretty early on. And I remember, you know, Woods, of course, giving me the business on the air the next morning about being an idiot and missing my flight. Everybody was like, why wouldn't you get there 2 hours early? I'm like, an hour and a half. Have you ever flown out of San Diego Airport? Like, an hour and a half is, I think, more than enough time for a 45-minute flight to Phoenix.
If you're catching, like, a pre-COVID 4 o'clock flight to Vegas on a Friday afternoon on Southwest. Yeah, it's going to be crowded when you get to Lindbergh Field. I get that.
This was Sunday morning at 9 a.m.
That is a little odd. But yeah, it's just self-check-in kiosks. I feel like you should be able to get through at this point.
It took me
an hour and a half
forever just to get in through the sliding doors into the terminal.
I'll give you a semi-pass since it wasn't like you showed up 20 minutes before the flight and you couldn't get in.
Yeah, the only other right. I didn't sleep in through my alarm or anything like that. The only other one, I had a connecting flight in San Francisco, and it was a delayed takeoff out of San Diego due to fog. And I thought, oh god, it was like a half an hour on the runway. I'm like, this is going to be cutting it really close, and I had to sprint all down throughout SFO, and I was like the last person.
I had that experience once. I was covering a Chargers game in Cleveland. They clinched a playoff spot in Cleveland in 2004. Marty Schottenheimer coaching, my first year doing TV, and it was freezing. We were leaving Cleveland, and they had to de-ice the plane, which made us late for our connection in Minneapolis to get home. Oh, the boy. Minneapolis airport has got to be the biggest thing I've ever seen. And we were on the absolute opposite end. We had all of our TV equipment, and we had like 3 minutes to get there. I mean, me and my photographer sprinting through the Minneapolis airport and got there just before they closed the door on us get onto the plane. And we were absolutely, completely out of breath.
It's not
sprinting
a fun
in Minneapolis. No, it's not fun at all. Because then you're stuck there for hours, and you never know when you're going to get home. So, all right. Well, Marcus Smart misses his charter flight, luxury charter flight to Miami. See, I'd never miss a charter flight. That'd be fun.
No, I'd be there 6 hours early.
Exactly. All right. Finally, the last person I really need to hear from about the state of modern baseball and complaining about it is Pete Rose. He talked to USA. Actually talked to Bob Nightingale and said he actually complained about Joey Gallo's strikeout rate. I know Joey Gallo strikes out a lot. Here was Pete Rose's quote. How does someone who didn't play every day strike out 213 times? Ray Charles wouldn't strike out that much. Good one, Pete. I just can't imagine striking out 213 times without killing myself.
Hmm.
Oh, God, he's just the worst. And you know what reminded me that Pete was the worst? Ray Fosse passed away this week.
Yeah.
Longtime A's broadcaster and
shout out to his family.
Thank you, shout out to his family. Most famous though for his All-Star game appearance early in his career when he got bowled over by Pete Rose in a collision at the plate and ended up getting hurt, like knocked him out for the rest of the season.
Exhibition All-Star game.
And all growing up, that was always a story that was used to show what a hustler Pete Rose is. Even in an All-Star game, he's going all out trying to win. You know what that story really shows? Doesn't Pete Rose is a big a-hole. I mean, it's an exhibition game, and he was willing to just take out a catcher and injure him to win a meaningless game. Pete Rose is not a good guy. He's never been a good guy. Anyone who thought he was a good guy was mistaken about Pete Rose being a good guy. I don't want to hear any more from Pete Rose. So tired of him, and let's don't do this for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, it is a Friday. Craig Elston is going to join us. I'll let him explain. Still going to be giving us some streaming television recommendations, but he wants to go a little deeper, a little more analysis, bringing back some of his favorites, plot twists and turns. We'll get to that coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This hour, Ben Woods, is brought to you by tax attorney Adam Brewer. If you have a serious tax problem with the IRS or the state of California, don't hire a tax relief company. You need to call tax attorney Adam Brewer today. Visit triumphovertax.com to schedule your free tax evaluation. Solve your tax problems today by visiting triumphovertax.com. So we will talk with Craig about all the fictional dramas and television streaming shows. I have a real-life one going on back home. Apparently, there's a lot of cops on my street, in front of the neighbor's house. Shelly's investigating in her robe, seeing what's going on. So I'll give you an update if we have any.
Would love to get an update on the slums of Encinitas.
Neighborhood drama in Encinitas. This is going all over the Nextdoor app, you know. Absolutely, later today, all the gossip that's going to be flowing is going to be outrageous. We'll get to Craig.
All that hardcore gang activity on El Camino Real.
Our Crossing Streams segment right after this. Check of traffic on 97.3 The Fam. By the way, if there's a social media website that's even more tear-your-hair-out crazy than Facebook, it's the Nextdoor app. I'll give you that one. I mean, neighbors. Neighbor drama is even worse than, workplace drama. Anything you can think of.
I don't have that app. I'm sure my wife does.
You don't even. You don't want to know what your neighbors think about you or complain. Oh yeah, no. You'll lose her forever in the Nextdoor app if she gets that one. Let's go out to our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. It is Friday. So glad to get here. We've been without Woods for 3 days. So pleased to welcome Craig Elston with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Craig, I just need you at this point of the week.
I understand, Ben. I understand. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing fine. What a great series, baseball game, and then to have it end the way it did yesterday. Yeah. It's such a disappointment, just for baseball fans. Not just Giants fans, but really any baseball fan. It's the opposite of the Hollywood ending. I called it like the Bangor Maine ending because it's as far away from Hollywood as you can get.
First off, I like the geographical joke. That's a good one. And at least six people in your audience caught what you meant by that. It's amazing that Doug Eddings wasn't the one who screwed up that game last night, right? I mean,
we came in
or Angel Hernandez on the crew. Angel's going like, hey, it's not me for once.
Right? I mean, maybe their great influence was rubbing off on the first base ump. But I mean, when we went into that game, I was like, oh man, maybe Doug Eddings is going to call out a Dodger on a pitch two balls off the plate, just like he did to ruin us in Miami, in early August with the Padres. And instead, maybe he just doesn't like the Padres. Eddings called a pretty good game, and it's an ump we hadn't heard of that decides to drop the hammer down on the Giants. I don't know about you, but when Lamont Wade sent that liner screaming foul with one
yes.
out, I think that was
late
that
night
was
Lamont.
Last,
yep, there are yeah. almost.
That's the last thing I'm going to enjoy this baseball.
Yeah, I feel like obviously what you hear a lot is, well, the Dodgers probably would have won anyway, and they probably would have won anyway. And if that's what we all want to hang our hat on this postseason, well, The Dodgers probably would have won anyway. It doesn't make for great theater at the end.
Yeah, no, I'm officially in. Loyal have a couple matches in the next few days. NBA starts next week. My beloved Sydney FC gets going down under in a week or two because, quite frankly, Braves, Dodgers, Red Sox, Astros, I am morally compelled not to root for the playoffs anymore.
And someone said that just if it's Dodgers, Astros, they're just going to be beside themselves. That is the most storyline-filled series, though. To have those two teams, go back at it again after what happened the last time, I've got to imagine that's the one that Fox is kind of rooting for with the most storylines. I mean, Boston has the Red Sox and the media market, but Dodgers, Astros, you can kind of sell the sizzle on that one at least, even if everyone's cheering against both teams in the series.
Well, Ben, all I can say is thank God you came at me with a baseball question, because last week you started things off with a Ricardo Pepi biographical
question.
And I just have to tell you that the next day at the parking lot at the Loyal match, a lot of people were coming up to me, you know, like expressing their condolences on how badly I got smashed on that question.
You brought up soccer three times already in this interview today. I figured you knew something about soccer. I'm sorry that I made that mistake.
Well, I might know something. That something might not be Ricardo Pepi's personal history, but I was real careful. That's all I'm saying this morning, Ben. When I started, I've got multiple tabs open. I had open the U.S. men's team roster, a German team handball roster, right. Azerbaijani equatorial team. I've got it on lock. I feel more prepared today.
All right. Well, I'll save the SEAL season preview for Woods, and we'll get into the crossing streams now. Paul sent me a text yesterday. Craig wants to tweak things a little bit. And honestly, Craig, do whatever you want. As long as we're entertaining and helping people with their entertainment choices, I don't care if you do 1, 2, 3 recommendations, you revisit, you go specific episodes, whatever you want to do, Craig. I'm game for it by this point on a Friday.
I mean, with Craig's first recommendation that he's about to get to, we've already talked about this show. So I don't want him to feel limited, like, oh, well, we've already talked about that show, but everybody in the country is still talking about it. Why shouldn't we?
Paul, my thoughts precisely.
Are you doing Squid Game again this week for a second straight week?
No, okay. No. Phenomenal, by the way, Craig. Phenomenal.
I will note that, the number one podcast in 2021 for Crossing Streams, our Squid Game podcast.
So not surprised. Everyone was talking about it.
I finished it in 2 days. Yeah. I could not stop watching it.
Right. So, hey, whenever you're done with Squid Game, or even if you're halfway through, the Squid Game podcast is waiting for you. But you're right, Ben. We're talking about three different things here this morning, but the first one, instead of like, hey, I'm four episodes in and I'll give you a review, it's just, let's talk about this. This is the most anticipated show of 2021, and it's hitting us Sunday night. And I am talking about Succession, season 3 debut this Sunday at 9:00. 2020 was a great year for TV. There's no question about it, but I think the number one thing that was stolen from us from a TV standpoint via the pandemic was the third season of Succession, which, 2019 was our number two ranked show in all of television. Second season was genius. The great news is that I think with 2 years between seasons, Ben and Paul, a lot of people who maybe didn't watch Succession when it first came on, they've had the time. They've seen it. They clicked it. They binge watched. They caught up. And so now there's even more buzz than ever before for Succession. If you've never watched, what makes Succession great? Let's start with the writing.
You're talking to me because Woods is a giant fan. I'm sorry that he's not here and I haven't watched it yet. So, yeah, tell me kind of what I've missed so far.
Okay.
Not plot wise, but just entertainment value wise.
No, exactly. You got to start. This is the most well-written show on television. Succession has passed Veep. They have the HBO throne for the funniest, the most profane insults that exist television. I mean, each episode has so many hit lines that you will scream laughing. Okay. So this is an extremely funny show, and yet it is billed as a drama, and that should tell you the kind of depth that Succession reaches, because the plot is almost kind of like a Rupert Murdoch style family, right? A legacy family that owns a legacy kind of right-wingy media empire in the United States. It's kind of a play on the Murdoch family. Logan Roy is kind of the Rupert Murdoch, right? And then his children, his two sons and one daughter, are always scheming, you know, who's going to take over the empire? Is Logan going to fall? There's always an external legal pressure or someone's trying to buy the company. So there's always that type of almost like Billions type drama. But and then you've got the humor of it because it's so sharply written and so vicious of a show. Then you throw on top of all of that Jesse Armstrong, the showrunner, a British guy, and his ability to kind of hold up a mirror to U.S. late stage capitalism, to the life of the uber rich and out of touch, to how money impacts our culture, our governance. Succession has it all. It's got something for everybody unless you're under, let's say, 17, because it is the most profane show on television, probably like 70 F-bombs a show. In fact, it's used as a term of endearment more often than not. So this show, Ben, so big that we've gone to extreme measures on Crossing Streams. We have a spin-off podcast now every Monday night where myself, Corey Stewart, Justice Parman, and Bo Linett are going through each Succession episode by episode. It's called Full Effing Beast, which is one of the key phrases from season 3. So check that out on Monday nights as Succession comes out on Sunday nights.
All right, I'm in. It's going to take me a while to catch up to the first two seasons because Paulie's going to have to beep out all the bad words for me before I watch it, but I'm definitely in. Thank
it's
you,
right
Craig.
Up your alley.
All right, what's next?
All right, for something completely different, if you'd like to go the polar opposite than luxuriating in the lives of troubled billionaires, all right, allow me to recommend Made, which just dropped in the last week, for a 10 episode season on Netflix, each episode just about an hour long. Made is an extremely powerful show, and here's the thing: we've had so many different entertainment products, Ben, right? And Paul, who that involve these gigantic stakes, right? The world is going to be destroyed. No, the universe is going to be destroyed. No, the multiverse is going to be destroyed. 7 zillion souls are at risk, right? You know, it's like, and the more you bump up the stakes, the less you can identify with them, right? Made is the exact opposite of that. This is the film adaptation of a highly acclaimed book from 2019, written by Stephanie Lamb, something of a memoir. This is the story of one woman named Alex on the show. Alex has been in a relationship with a guy. You know, they are not rich at all. They are hoping to get by. They've got a young daughter. And while people on the outside might think that Alex and her husband, Sean, have a great relationship, it is not that at all. It's emotionally abusive. It's bordering on, domestic, like actual physical domestic violence. She's trying to escape that relationship. She's trying to protect her toddler age daughter, Maddie. And we're entering Halloween season, horror shows. This is a horror show of a completely different kind. This is one with just absolutely 100% realistic real life stakes of what does it take to get out of a relationship? Well, it's not that easy. If you don't have a job, if you don't have a house because you're trying to escape the house of your abuser, and you don't have a house to put your daughter under, a roof to put your daughter under, well, now will the state allow you to do what you're doing? This is the kind of drama that you're dealing with. It's Alex trying to get a job as a maid, which is the title of the show, right? To just scrape by, just to get enough money in her account, just to be able to try and hang on to her daughter. And I got to tell you, the acting in this show, the star of Maid is Margaret Qualley. You're going to look at her on the screen and you're going to be like, how do I know this young woman? Because she seems so familiar to me and she's so incredible. Well, she had a really small role in the Tarantino movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So maybe you could recognize her from there. But what the reason you feel that way is Margaret Qualley is the daughter of Andie MacDowell, who plays her mother on the show as well. And they, you can see the similarities between the two of them. I'm about 35% of the way through this show. I'm on episode 4, but so far, guys, this is so, so very good, and it's touching, and it's kind of heartbreaking, and it's really, really real.
Yeah,
and
those real shows, they can be very uncomfortable, but they can also be very, very good, and you just have to be in the mood for them, I think. So Made is the second recommendation. Now, for maybe some real Halloween viewing, if you're looking for the scary movie here in the month of October, and maybe if you liked, Squid Game, is this a good follow-up here?
A little bit, Ben, because on our Squid Game podcast on Crossing Streams, my co-host that week, Liddy Larie, said, well, if you like this, check out these couple of horror Korean horror movies that are available. And one of those that I went on to watch, I'm recommending to the audience today, and it's called The Wailing. This is a 2016 movie. It's streaming on Amazon Prime Video. You can go find it. If you've got a Prime subscription, you can watch it for free. And unlike the horror of Maid, of trying to get your paperwork done so that the court will let you visit your daughter again, this is the more traditional horror of like a mountain village terrorized by demonic possession. Okay. that's more of what we're getting into here in The Wailing. But I gotta tell you, this show, this movie is terrific. It's an absolute gem. It is scary. It is smart. It is really, really well done. And this is horror without, you know, just blood spatter, guts and gore, way more psychological, way more creepy and thought provoking. And the gist of the story, just really quick and simple, we're up in the mountains in Korea. It's a little village. Normally nothing would be happening here, but instead horrible things start happening here. People who kill their whole family and then hang themselves. People just breaking out in a weird rash, acting insane. And what's going to happen? The local cop, who's a total dump and is completely averse to any conflict or really to doing his job, you know, he's just trying to eat dumplings and hang out. He is forced into the hero's mold because what's going on in the village affects his daughter, and it starts to affect his daughter. And there's a mysterious Japanese man living in the outskirts of the village. And what's he got to do with this? I don't want to spoil it all, but this movie is legit. This movie will capture you if you're a fan of horror in any way. The Wailing is tremendous. And I will say it as I always do, Ben, with movies like this, foreign movies, watch it in the original Korean with English subtitles. You will get so much more out of the acting performances. The Wailing is terrific. It is a great one to dive into. Get the popcorn. You know, get your wife or girlfriend next to you or your domestic partner, whoever it might be. But if you guys like to curl up on the couch and put a blanket on and watch something that's going to be scary and transportive, The Wailing is for you.
I've actually reached the age where I've just turned on open captioning for everything, because if I miss the dialogue, I want to have the backup, like, what did he actually say? So I always have the words on the screen now. It's just the only way I watch things, but it's probably because I'm getting old. So Craig, great job as always. Similar format, still works for me. Whatever you want to do, I'm good with it. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Yeah, you too, Ben. And hey, two Crossing Streams out right now. We've got our Succession Season 3 preview podcast, and also just yesterday, Ted Lasso Season 2 finale review, season finale review with myself and Marissa Calley. Check it out wherever you get your podcast.
Woo-woo. It's Craig Elston. Thanks, on Craig. Our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet. Find new roads. Do you ever do that? You're younger. Like, turn on the captioning when you watch TV?
No. No, we do have.
You do that
closed
too?
Captioning on, yeah.
Yeah, just so I like Megan to see the dialogue
that.
Now.
She started doing that over the last, I don't know, 6 months or a year, and she was kind of like, I could never go back to watching TV regularly.
I know, unless I'm in a quiet movie theater and I'm fully like 100% paying attention to the movie in front of me, I kind of need it, or I keep finding myself having to stop and rewind and, like, what did I miss? Go back. Right. When I have the captions on there, I can keep track of characters a little bit better and dialogue and stuff.
It helps.
Now I understand what's going on, but it makes me feel very old when I have to do that. Then I'll have to start putting on my glasses so I can read it, and we're just getting to that stage of life.
That's an old attitude, Ben.
Yeah. I'm starting to lean into my, you know, 50s coming up here not too far away in the distant future. All right, we got 1 hour left this week. Should be a good one. You know, flubs of the week. We'll talk more baseball, Padres managerial search, the Mike Schilt firing, the Dodgers-Giants game and ending yesterday, a Rindle report. Up next, though, we got a new goal season starting. They have a new coach since they were last in San Diego. I've heard good things. We're going to meet him coming up next with Ben and Woods and Paul on 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.